The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Pei Dalet. Tana Rabbanan, Mefakin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. We are Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. V'Hazor is Harezeh Meshubach. And the one who acts quickly is praiseworthy. And a person does not even have to ask Bezdin for permission to get Rishus to go ahead in Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara says earlier, Vein Oisim Dvarim Halalu, the Chil Shabbos which is done for Pikuach Nefesh is not done Loy Al Yedei Nochrim, if we do not ask a Goy to be Mechal Shabbos for us, Loy Al Yedei Kusim, the Goyin is Goyis, Loyal Yidei Ketanim, we don't send a cotton to be Mechal Shabbos. The Rosh is Geirus, Loyal Yidei Nashim, we don't ask women to be Mechal Shabbos. El Al Yidei G'dayli Yisrael, that if there are many people in the room when a situation of Kuch Nefesh arises, so we don't designate the Nochrim, the Nashim, the Ketanim, the Kusim to be Mechal Shabbos, but rather we're Mechal Shabbos Al Yidei G'dayli Yisrael. The Rambam seems to learn it means that the greatest Talmud Chacham in the room, he's the one who Chazal mandated that he should be the one to Mechal Shabbos. The Rav Rishayim learn G'dayla Yisrael means G'daylim, people over by mitzvah, men over by mitzvah. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shinchav Ches, Sif Yud Beis, this halacha is brought. The Mechaber says, Kishe Mechal and Shabbos al Chayla, Sheyesh Beis Hakana. When we mechal Shabbos for a chayla Sheyesh Beis Hakana, Mishtadim Shlei Lasoyis Al Yidei Eni Yehudim Ketanim V'Noshim El Al Yidei Yisrael G'daylim Ubnei Das. We try not to use a goy Ketanim or Noshim, but rather men over by mitzvah. They are the ones who should be mechal Shabbos. If one looks into Rishayim, there are several reasons given. First of all, the Rishayim say that if we are going to go ahead and try to be Mechal Shabbos, Dafka Al Yidei, a Goy, so then sometimes a Goy will not be handy, or a Katan will not be handy, and instead of attending to the person's needs, instead of calling out Salah, people will say, look, you know, last time there was a Goy, they sent the Goy. So this time also, let's get a Goy. And they're not going to realize, the last time there was a Goy in the room. So there was no ikuv zman that the chayla did not lose out by using the guy. But this time, we have to look for a guy. We could lose time, and time is of essence. So therefore, we do not look for guy and work tanim, even if they're local, because we're scared that next time, people will learn up from this maysa that one prefers guy and work tanim, and therefore next time, it will come out of mikshal. Another reason brought in the Rishayim is that maybe the guy or the katan will not have the correct value of Jewish life, and he's not going to do it as quickly and with the same zrizus as somebody who realizes the value of Jewish life. So therefore, we're better off doing it al yidei gedolim than to designate or allow katanim or goyim to get involved. There are other sources about the notion that if we go ahead and we ask the Noshim to Mechal Shabbos, the Noshim might feel that the reason why we're asking them to Mechal Shabbos is because we don't want to be Mechal Shabbos ourselves. So therefore they're going to say, oh, the whole Pekuch Nefesh issue is a shtickle b'dievet on Shabbos, and we're being, so to say, the Shabbos Goyim, and therefore they'll be Mesatzel, they don't feel like being a Shabbos Goy, and therefore they won't do it with the Zrizus. Because of this attitude that we push the Chilal Shabbos on them, they'll feel they're doing a b'dievet type of thing, and they won't do it with the Zrizus. Therefore, we do not do it Al Yidei Noshim, or Al Yidei Goyim Oktanim, rather G'daylim, and could be even the greatest Talmud Chacham in the room is quickly Mechal Shabbos, and that way next time on Mikshel will not come out. Everyone will understand the Chil Shabbos L'chatchila, they realize the value of a Jewish life, and they will go ahead and do it quickly and efficiently. So that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. The Ramah says, the Yesh Eimer, there are those who say, in Efshar Lasses B'loi Dichoy U'V'loi Icher, Al Yidei Shinoi, Oyis Al Yidei Shinoi. If it's possible to go ahead and to do it without any delay through a shinoi, then one should do it with a shinoi. If it's possible to do with a goy below ichor, then one should go ahead and do it with a goy. And the Ramah says, v'chein egen, and that's the minik. But in a mokim, where we're chayshish that the goy will be misatzel, one, the goy will be lazy, will not do it with Jesus, then we do not use a goy. Basically, the Ramah is saying that the minig is to go ahead and to use a goy or a shinoi when possible. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz Kosav, that the Taz says, the lav minig v'sikanik. This is not a minig which is established in earlier generations by Talmid HaChacham, because a yid will be yizdariz yaisu bedavar, a yid will do it with more zrizos, and therefore, he says, even if the Hatzalah is a Sufik and the Sakana is Bebirur, then we still say, Hazor is Harez and Meshubach. So we have a Ramah, which the Ramah says, that one should get a guy. The Ramah says the minig is to get a guy. Or really, getting guy is not correct. If there's a guy there, we send the guy. And the Taz argues and says, no, one should dafka not use a goy. The shaila is, how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So, if one looks at Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan makes like three levels over here. And that's as follows. If we're dealing with a situation where time is mamish of essence, where every second counts, there's a person laying unconscious in front of us, there's a chashash that this person has had a heart attack, a stroke, and therefore we're dealing with a situation where every second could possibly count, then the halacha is G'dela Yisrael, Hazoros Harezeh Meshubach, the Gadol B'Torah is the designated Mechal Shabbos person, and we run, we think, no Shinuyim, no Goyim, no Ktanim, without making any Cheshbainus whatsoever. The opposite extreme, in which case, time is not an essence whatsoever. So that Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Mishnah Berurah really passes like that later on, in Sif Yud Ches, there's a person who was Makas Dam, he did some bloodletting, he's cold. Chazal said that for him to be cold is an issue of Koch Nefesh. We're Mechal Shabbos, we make a fire, we turn on the heat. So over there, time is not of essence, klal or klal. Doesn't make a difference to turn on the heat now. You turn on the heat in half an hour from now. There's no rush, so to say, when we're cooking for a Chaylash Yesh Rei Sakana on Shabbos. So then we use a guy. Because when time is not of essence, klal or klal, so then we go ahead and we use a guy. However, in a situation where time is of essence, but not to the minute, where it's important to get to the hospital quickly, but we're not going to say as quickly as one human possibly can, that's where we have the machlokes. The Mechaber says that we're Mechal Shabbos Adei Yisrael. In that case, the Ramah brings a minig to use a goy, or use a katan, use a shinoi. In that case, even if there were to be some sort of delay by the guy being misatzel, or it would take a minute or two to find the guy, but let's say the guy is there, but the chashash of the taz that the guy is being misatzel, or that's the Ramah says, the yeshlocha she is atzel or any Yehudi, that if we're dealing with chashash she m'shemi is atzel, so that you don't have to be chayshish, because even if you will be misatzel, there's no danger that will come to the patients, because although it is an emergency, but it's not time of essence type of emergency. So then, one should preferably use a goy. That's the minhag of the Ramah. The Taz argues, and it seems that the hachro of the G'dele HaPoskim is like the minhag of the Ramah. The Chai Adam brings the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan paths like the Ramah. The Pri Megadim brings the Ramah. And it seems that that is the minig, like the Ramah, that where time is not of essence, but, you know, it's something which has to be taken care of. So then we would prefer to go ahead and get a goy when a goy is available. Now, I'm a little uncomfortable passing halacha l'maisa in a pekuach nefesh shir, in a public shir on the yonah pekuach nefesh, but it would seem from the G'dele HaPoskim that these are the three stages. That when it's an emergency time of essence, even if there's a goy l'fonenu, we use a yid. If we are in a situation where there's absolutely no direct time frame, so then we use a Goy L'Kulei Alma, or a Shinoi, where there is no Goy available L'Kulei Alma, and the case where time is not of essence, but it sort of has to be taken care of, so then we would follow the Minhag of the Ramah to get a Goy. An example which I saw brought down is why a person gets bitten, Chas V'Shalom, from a rabid dog. So the person has to be inoculated against the rabies, if not, it is an issue of Pekuach Nefesh. However, 1 to 2 hours delay will not make a difference. So in that case, so since 1 to 2 hours delay will not make a difference, so then one should try to get a guy, one should do with a shinoi. Another example which is brought in Rav Badr Sefer on Rav Pua is that cellulitis, for example, which could become life-threatening if a person sees red blotches on somebody's skin, which could be a which is difficult to know if it's a life-threatening cellulitis or not. But again, he brings that if one gets to the hospital within an hour, so that would be fine. It would not impose a pekuach nefesh issue. So therefore, one should preferably get a goy or b'mechal Shabbos with a shinoi, because in such a case, time is not of essence. As I said earlier, I don't want to paskin pekuach nefesh shilas on a public shir, but that's basically the mechalik b'chav and Ramah. The Mishnah Brura, although he brings the Taz over here, according to the clone of the Mishnah Brura, Vataz Kosav, is Mashmah, he's giving you a Yediyah. It's not his final psak. Also, there are two other places where the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Minig of the Ramah. In Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, Sifkotn Chav Dalad, and also in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Minig of the Ramah. I just wanted to be masif that although the Gemara says earlier, Vein Oimrim Namtin Loi Shema Yavri, that we have a Pekuach Nefesh patient, we don't say Namtin Loi Shema Yavri, let's wait until he becomes better. In other words, we have a patient who is worsening Lefonenu, so we don't say, look, maybe there'll be a change L'Taiva, but rather we are Mechal Shabbos right away. However, the place can point out that if it's clear that we can wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, and there will not be any detriment to the Chayla Kihuzeh, and whatever we can do on Shabbos, we can do just as well on Mitzvah Shabbos, that there's absolutely no chashash in waiting. Not that we're going to need higher doses, not that we're going to have to work harder to save his life, but if the pshat is that there is no reason not to wait, so then one waits till Mitzvah Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about a case where the person is getting sicker. And since he's getting sicker, we hold it, we'll be able to save him later on. However, right now, we hold well to save him later on. But do we stick around? Wait, maybe he will get better. Now, there's a suffix. Is he going to get better or worse? But if he gets worse, we'll be able to save him. We'll have to work harder, or it might be more difficult to save him. Then we don't say Shema Yavri. If there's going to be a situation where it's going to be more medicine, harder to save him later on, then even if it's not for sure going to come to that matziv, we're mechal Shabbos right away. However, in a place where we can clearly wait till Mitzvah Shabbos, there's not going to be any detriment whatsoever, so then the halacha is that we wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. There's a fascinating Shabbos, Shaila. What happens if Erev Shabbos is Yontif? And we have a situation as follows, that the person has a medical condition, and we definitely cannot wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. However, we can wait without any chashash whatsoever until Shabbos. In other words, on Yontif, there's no reason to mechal Shabbos whatsoever. Friday is Yontif. Friday, there's no pekuach nefesh on Friday. If we take him to the hospital tonight, which is Friday night, which is Shabbos, it will be the same amount of tipul, the same amount of intervention, will definitely be able to save his life. The question is, do we go ahead and be mechal yontif, which is only a lav, or should we wait until Shabbos and be mechal Shabbos, which is an issur skila? In other words, which is better? Do we say, look, yontif doesn't have a problem, yontif doesn't have a kuch nefesh issue, so therefore, better wait till tonight, and therefore yontif is not nitein litchis? Or do we say better to do an issur kal than to do an Isser Chomer? Better to do an Isser Kal right now to Mechal Yontif than to do an Isser Chomer later on to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Netziv in Parshas Kairach says a fascinating thing. He says that this Shaila, whether it's better to do an Isser Kal now or an Isser Chomer later on, is a machloikis between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. In Parshas Kairach, after the story of Hadas Kairach, so a negev broke out amongst Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, "Kachas hamata machta, take the machta, the sein aleho esh be'alam mizbeach, put on fire from the mizbeach, the sim keteres, put keteres on the coals, v'hoylech mehera elho eda v'chaper aleim, take this keteres amongst the eda." And this Keteris Luv Mechaper, the secret which Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Malach HaMoves, that Keteris stops Magefis. The Pasuk goes on to say that Aaron, if you read carefully, did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, take the fire, put the Keteris, and then go. Aaron did the opposite. Vayoretz al Teich HaKol, he went into the Tzibur, v'inei Hechel HaNegev Ba'om, the Negev started, v'yitein es HaKeteris v'yechaper al'om. He put the Keteris after he ran into Alta Teicha Eda. Zokt, the Hemek Dover. Very good shmak. There are three Isurim involved over here in this Keteres Eitzah. One is to be Makter Keteres Zara. It's also to be Makter Keteres, which is not the regular mitzvah, the daily Keteres. There's also an Isur of Kachem Mechutz, which to be Makter of Kachem Mechutz. There's also an Isser of being Meitzi Kachem Mechutz. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron he should take the Keteris, put the Keteris on the fire inside the Hechel, inside the Azar, inside the Mishkan. So therefore, all we're going to have is the Isser of Keteris Zara and Haitzah Mechutz. You can take Keteris out. But the Isser of being Makter Kachem Mechutz, which is an Isser Karis, you won't have because you're going to be Makter the Keteris Bifnim. Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshen was, Hechel HaNegev, we're doing this machlas pekuach nefesh. Once we're doing this machlas pekuach nefesh, so let's say, hakala kal kedim, so let's go ahead and do less of an iser. Let's only do keter zara with haitzah l'chutz without being makter kachem v'chutz. Aaron, on the other hand, held that look, maybe by the time I get out to the teich hakal, so what's going to happen to the Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmanis, the tefillos will be accepted, and the Magefa will end, in which case the Aveiru will not be necessary. Better I should go ahead and do an Isser Chomer later on, run out, and then put the Keteris on outside, because maybe, the Amish will send an ace, and nothing, and the Aveiru will not be necessary. Rather do an Isser Chomer later on, and hope for an ace, than to do an Isser Kal earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu held better to do an Isser Kal earlier than an Isser Chomer later. And Aaron held for Keretz, better to do an Isser Chomer later on than do an Isser Kal when it's absolutely necessary than to do an Isser Kal earlier. Zokt the Hemek Dover, Zokt the Netziv, that L'chaira, the Machlokes to Moshe and Aaron would be negay in our case. If a person had a situation with Pekuach Nefesh on Friday, which is Yontif, Erev Shabbos, where a person could theoretically wait until Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos, is it better to an Isser Kal now, or an Isser Chomer later on? So Moshe Rabbeinu holds better to an Isser Kal now, for Mechal Yontif. Aaron HaKohen holds better to wait until the Pekuach Nefesh is current, and be Mechal Shabbos. The halacha is like Meshach Rabbeinu over Aaron, and therefore, la halacha, zot v'netziv, yimechal yontif, and you are not Mechal Shabbos. In Igris Meisha, in Chela Gimel, Shuvah Samach Tes. So Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal argues on the Netziv, and Reb Moshe says Pashtus that one waits until Shabbos. First, he says a major introduction, like we mentioned earlier, that if there's any tzad that by waiting the patient has less of a chance, needs more intervention, or we're complicating the situation any which way, then we obviously do not wait. Even from Shabbos to Sunday, which is a weekday, we take care right away. But if we can wait, and there is no greyasa to the chayla, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make a nes, so anything can happen, so then we would not be mechal yontif. Yontif is not nitain l'chil, only Shabbos in this case is nitain l'chil, and therefore we wait until Shabbos in order to take care of this bekuch nefesh situation. That's what Reb Moshe says. So the halacha, Reb Moshe holds now like the Netziv, and therefore in our case, where one can wait until Shabbos, to Mechal Shabbos, on Yontif there is no Sakonas Hayyim, so then one waits according to Reb Moshe, and he is Mechal Shabbos, he's not Mechal Yontif, since there is no reason to be Mechal Yontif. If on Shabbos Gufa, there's absolutely no detriment in waiting towards later on Shabbos, that means that we know that we have to do a certain procedure. We could do it 9 o'clock in the morning. We could do it 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's absolutely no difference to the patient whatsoever. Not even the slightest drop of sakana by waiting. It's the tipul will be equally available. We'll be able to save his life exactly the same reason. The only reason to do it earlier is not a medical cheshbon whatsoever. For example, the person, okay, our timing wasn't so good, but let's say, for example, that the person wants to go to Shul Shabbos this morning, so he can either take care of the Bekuach Nefesh right now, 11 o'clock Friday night, or he can wait till the morning, and really makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. It's just a totally Zayit Gechezmet. He wants to go Daven, he wants to go to a Bris, he wants to go to Shalom Zachar, he wants to be Maknim the Tipul for no medical reason whatsoever. There's no medical benefit to the Chayla in availability, klalu klal, by being maktim. So in that case, Reb Moshe also holds that one should not be maktim. Because kol's now we don't have in front of us a pikuach nefesh situation, so then zok Reb Moshe, so then a kodesh baruch Hu can make a nes. Why be mechal Shabbos? The Rashash argues, the Rashash says, when al pi derech hateva, Shabbos is nikein litchais, it doesn't make difference, I'm mechal earlier or later. But I wanted to stress again, that if there's any medical reason that it's better to do it earlier, because the availability, it might not be available later, we might need higher dosages later, we might need greater intervention later, or, you know, and if we wait till the last minute, there could always be an onus, there'll be traffic on the road, we'll get there too late, chas v'shalom, etc., etc. If there's any medical reason, avada will mechal Shabbos right away, or mechal yontav right away. Our shaila is, you have to know if it's such a practical shaila, hilchos pikuach nefesh, but if there's absolutely no detriment in waiting klal klal, so there Reb Moshe says that for sure for Yontif to Shabbos, one should wait till Shabbos, till it's necessary, and even from Shabbos to Shabbos, the same day, one waits. But again, that's only where there's no detriment to the patient, where there's any chashash to the patient. One is Mechal Shabbos, even Shabbos, even if the Zakana could be taken care of on Sunday. But if there's a mile to the patient to wait till Shabbos, we do Shabbos instead of Sunday. I feel Sofik Kuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. And again, one should speak to their Paisik. It's very difficult to give a public shiur on Inyone Bekuach Nefesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.